We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You want to see Loco?
Can I refer to today as Nervous Thursday?
Why?
I wish there was video in here, because dude looked at me and said, why, as mic wasn't on, and all it looked like to me was a silent movie, because my headphones are on.
Why?
Nervous Thursday, because he went 1-4 on the road trip, and Dolphins fans woke up to this news that Detroit is looking to trade Matt Stafford. Now, I know they've come out and since denied that, but to me, and the way that Matt Stafford's wife reacted on Instagram, to me, that's kind of a telltale sign that maybe that's not completely off the board. And then you got the Panthers tonight hosting the Flyers.
Yeah.
I think it's Nervous Thursday. Is anyone nervous about the Heat? You nervous at all? 1-4 road trip. They made some changes. Now, I'm not telling you that I wouldn't have made those changes, and I'm not telling you that they didn't change out lesser pieces for better pieces, because they did. And obviously, they got cap flexibility moving forward, which is great. But sometimes you mess with something that's working, and it just throws it off a little.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Jay Crowder's knocking down threes like that, like he's Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, something felt a little different to me the last five Miami Heat games. Those are games that they would have ended up winning. And so I wonder, are you feeling nervous at all? I'll start with the Heat.
Yeah.
Are you feeling nervous at all after going 1-4 in the last five games?
Knowing that two of those losses were to the Jazz and the Clippers, two very good teams after the transition. James Johnson, you know, Deion Waiters, the Justice Winslow. Two of those guys weren't even playing. James Johnson, and I would say Jay Crowder's an upgrade to James Johnson.
Yes.
And now Iguodala's added into it. Yes, the turnover, tinkering with your lineups.
Right, because sometimes, again, you're not losing anybody that meant that much, but now you've got to find time for Andre Iguodala.
Yes.
You've got to find time for Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder's playing longer than starters.
Yeah.
Jay Crowder's putting more minutes in than the starters.
And deservedly so, by the way. I'm not arguing that.
But for Spo to have to deal with that and tinkering, I figured out through the last couple years of talking to all these NBA insiders, from Sedano to Geltze to everybody, that, yes, it means something when you start messing with that lineup. And I think we saw it on this road trip.
Solana, you're the biggest Heat fan on the show. Are you nervous at all after a 1-4 road trip?
I wouldn't say I'm nervous. I don't like to overreact to a bad West Coast road trip, especially when Jimmy Butler was injured in that Clippers game. The Heat were in that game. He gets injured. They lose that game.
Hero.
He also misses the next two games. So you're without your best player. You're also without Myers Leonard. We can make all the arguments in the world against Myers Leonard being a great player, but he's still a starter. And then you're missing, arguably, other than Goran Dragic, your best player off the bench in Tyler Hero for all these games. So first and foremost, you're undermanned. Secondly, Kendrick Nunn, since coming back from that Achilles injury, has been a different player. I think that's more worrisome than anything right now, because Kendrick Nunn, you're relying on him for a lot of scoring, especially with injuries. And if he's going to be this inconsistent for the rest of the season, whether it's injury or not, I think that's where you have to kind of circle, you know, Kendrick Nunn's name and say, okay, like, can we rely on him moving forward? And to your point, when you add different pieces, you're kind of tinkering with the lineup, and you add the fact that you're injured, you know, you're going to struggle. I think it's okay to struggle when you add new pieces and you're messing with the lineup the way Spoelstra has been. But, yeah, like, am I a little concerned after a 1-4 road trip? Yes, I am.
I'll tell you the concern, because I looked this stat up to – we have Will Manso coming on next with 15 minutes of Heat. The Clippers hit 44% from behind the line. The Kings, 43. Golden State, 32.
It's the three-point defense.
The Timberwolves, 45%. And last night, the Jazz hit 39%. That's a concern.
Yeah.
Those five games with those type of numbers from the three behind the three-point line where the game's going, that three-point defense, and Will actually tweeted, before this stretch, the Heat were a top-three team in defending the three. What's going on right now? That is my concern for the Heat.
And then, you know, I extrapolate that out to the Florida Panthers. They had won six in a row going into the All-Star break. And then they've lost, what, four out of five?
Yeah.
Since coming back? Like, what happened? You're a great defensive team against the three-pointer. All of a sudden, you're not. You're a really good hockey team going into the All-Star break, come out of the All-Star break. All of a sudden, you're not. And then the third nervous Nelly situation, I'm telling you, I firmly am starting to believe. I broached this yesterday, and now I'm starting to get here with the Miami Dolphins. I don't think it's if they want to take them. There is going to be a lot of maneuvering and a lot of rigmarole to go through over the next couple months till we get to the draft. And then, if you get out of that draft without Tua and without Joe Burrow, which I think is a distinct possibility, they were too good last season.
Yeah.
Not complaining, but it really could. Because let's say the Bengals, over the next couple months, decide Tua's better than Joe Burrow and he's healthy. Let's say the Bengals decide we're going to go with Tua Tagovailoa. Does that change Detroit's attitude? Because you've got Matt Stafford, and you go, he's our guy, he's a great quarterback, and Tua, because you assume Joe Burrow's going to go number one, Tua's got a risk factor, injured. What if Tua goes number one? And now you've got uninjured Joe Burrow, who everyone is impressed with, fall into your lap if you're Detroit. Do you not take him? Because Matt Stafford, the guy who can't win you a playoff game, is under contract for so much money. Like, there are so many machinations left to happen, and not counting all the teams like the Chargers that are probably going to be willing to part with anything to move up and get their quarterback. I'm starting to get more and more nervous about the Dolphins and the draft.
With that, if we had to rank those of nervous factor, Dolphins are three. Of the three you laid out, Panthers, Heat, and Dolphins, they're three because they're big bank. In this situation, they are big bank. Whoever jumps over them, they have more draft equity. They have more assets in the draft than any other team in the NFL. So if the Chargers do want to jump up to three, the Dolphins say, oh, what are the Chargers offering you, Lions? We'll offer you an extra pick. They offer you two ones. We got two ones, two twos, and a three. They are big bank. You remember the show Storage Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Where the guy opens the storage thing, you're not allowed to touch it,
right.
And then you just start bidding on it. It's like the Dolphins are in Storage Wars, but they're Mark Cuban.
Right. They've got more money than anyone around.
How much you $10,000 for this one? I get $40,000.
Only thing I would say on that is they've got big bank when it comes to draft picks, but other teams could look at personnel to trade.
Yeah.
They don't have big bank there.
Nope.
Now I'd have to look at the other rosters and say, here's a team that covets a quarterback. And here's player X that they'd actually be willing to get rid of in order to get their next quarterback. And the Dolphins cannot do that.
But let's say the Chargers. Are they really giving away Keenan Allen?
Or right, I don't
Joey,
know.
Joey
I don't,
Bosa? Like,
right,
that's
not
that's
Joey
the names
Bosa,
you're talking
obviously.
About.
But I would say that there's got to be players on rosters that could be used as sweeteners to outbid a team that's just got a ton of draft picks to offer you. I mean, if you
can give him Rashad Jones,
if you, I what's he got left? A year,
a bunch of money.
I don't know if it's going to be on the Dolphins' dime.
And everybody knows they don't want him anyway. Yeah. But yeah, G5 can still play ball.
I'm really starting to get nervous about the Dolphins. I'm starting to get nervous about because if Tua is indeed healthy, and it sounds like he is. How the hell is he going to slip to five? He will not. If Tua Tagovailoa is what they thought he was before the season started, the doctor tells you there's no concerns. How the hell would he slip to five?
With the other teams having their quarterbacks. Like, we're not worried about two because it's the Giants.
Okay.
They just drafted Daniel Jones. They don't need a quarterback. Could somebody go into the number two spot knowing that they were going to get one of the top two quarterbacks and the Giants have to slip down because they're not getting Chase Young lower than three?
Right.
It's going to be.
But the Giants aren't going to want to move because they want Chase Young, right?
I'll tell you this. The top three will be Tua, Burrow, and Chase Young. Those are the top three.
And so now the Dolphins, with that number five pick, have to figure out a way to get into two or three.
Yeah.
Have to. And if they can't, you don't get them. It's that simple.
But go get them. You're Big Bank. You're Robert Kraft walking into the thrift shop. Pay whatever they ask.
I think it's easier said than done. I really think it's easier said than done.
They have five ones over the next 2 years.
I get it. But then you start going to yourself, is that too hefty a price?
Well, the market bears it. It's something we always talk about with overpaid athletes. Wow, he's making $300 million because that's what the market has him making. If the market for that third or second pick is three twos and a two twos and a five fours, whatever it is.
Sound like Goran Dragic selling suits.
17 suits for the price of two first round picks. Whatever that market says it is. And I honestly believe it'll be the Lions at three. I think New York stays at two.
New York, you don't want to give up the opportunity to get Chase Young.
No. He is going to be a Pro Bowler next season.
Detroit, to me, is the team in play. But what's to say? And I know Detroit, denied it today. It's 100% false, they said. The rumors that they're shopping Matt Stafford. What's to say over the next 2 months that they don't decide to go that direction?
Yeah.
Anything could happen. Relationships. Who would have thought Dwayne Wade was not going to re-sign with the Heat and sign with Chicago?
I think we did 2 months of shows on it.
There's no chance.
There's
no chance. And again, that was Dwayne's decision. But who's to say, along the same vein, that Detroit at some point is not going to have a moment where they go, you know what? We could get Tua. We could get out of Matt Stafford's contract because Team X wants him. What are we doing here? We've gone through the Matt Stafford experience. I'm just telling you, things change, and I'm not so certain that the Dolphins are locked to get one of the picks that they thought they were going to get.
What's the movie in Decent Proposal? Was that Demi and Woody?
Yeah.
Where was it? $1 million? Was that Robert Redford offered?
Yep.
If Woody says no at $1 million, Robert comes back and says $3 million.
Understood.
No at $3 million? Okay, $5 million, Woody. But sooner or later, he's going to start thinking about it.
Okay, but at $1 million, Robert Redford, if it didn't go well with Demi Moore, it ended up going well and they had a whole relationship. The spoiler alert, I hope you haven't seen it. But if it doesn't go well, he wakes up the next morning, she bolts, she's back with Woody Harrelson for the rest of her life, they never think about it again. $1 million, he never thinks about it again. If he had bid himself up to $18 million.
Might have cut him a little deeper.
Might have started to think about, what did we just do here? What did I do?
Yeah.
What did I do? And that's what Dolphins fans will do, and that's what we'll lay on Chris Greer and Brian Flores.
And they are Woody.
Yeah.
They have to decide, are we gonna put out this?
Well, actually, they're Robert Redford. Yeah.
Yes. They have the capital. So they're Robert has decided,
am I going to regret this? And the Detroit Lions are Woody Harrelson.
Bro, this is the only show you get this analogy.
You will never get that analogy elsewhere.
What?
That's why we're simulcast.
That's why
actually we're simulcast at 3, not this hour.
Well, bring it up at 3 o'clock, because that was a good one.
Let's get headlines from the mustard-wearing Alejandro Solana.
I am wearing mustard. I think it's a good shade on me, by the way.
Yeah, mustard color. He's got a mustard sweatshirt on, a mustard hat. Is that an FIU hat?
Pause up, Papa.
Pause up, Papa.
The Florida Panthers, speaking of pause, they're hosting the Philadelphia Flyers tonight, 7 p.m. from the BB&T Center.
That's going to be some playoff-style atmosphere. Panthers need to put a few in a row together here. I think it's going to be fun out there tonight. Doug Plagans, he's going to jump on with us at some point this afternoon from the BB&T Center, and we'll get all amped up for the game.
I believe the game is only on NBC Sports tonight, by the way.
Correct. I talked with Goldie. Game will be on the radio, obviously, on which station?
560 The Joe.
560 The Joe, and televised on NBC Sports.
I did some research. The midseason report on three different websites had Bobrovsky as 21, 27, and 23 in best goalies in the league.
And I wonder where he ranks in pay amongst goalies.
Top three.
Let's see.
I know he's up
there. Do your thing.
Canes hoops, they beat Boston College 85-58 yesterday. They host Wake Forest Saturday, 2 p.m. from the Watsco Center. The Heat, they ended that
Who do they host Saturday?
Wake Forest.
Oh. All right, I'm going to go to a Hurricanes basketball game. I haven't been to one since the Duke game Saturday afternoon. A little basketball. Is there anything else going on? Like, when does the NBA Saturday night? That's Saturday night,
yeah,
I would guess.
I believe at 7 p.m., yeah.
I'd guess that's Saturday night.
The Heat, they end that five-game West Coast road trip with a 1-4 losing record. They lost 116-111 to Utah last night. They're off until next Thursday.
He's the number three paid goalie right now. Oh, wait a second. No, he's the second highest paid goalie. Well, by average. So his contract is $70 million, Sergei Bobrovsky. Carey Price is number one, $84 million. And then Andre Vasilevsky, $76 million. Yeah, that's like if you can't be 21, 25, and 27 if you're number three in salary for goalies. I'm sorry, what were you saying? I'm spitballing going to a Hurricanes basketball game. Anybody in?
I got a football camp.
You in?
I got to go see Brad.
You know what I found out? That surgery that you had could be done by lasers, and you recover a lot faster.
Is that so?
No.
Yes,
it's not true. It's not true.
Somebody texts in. Why?
Dan the Cookie Man just told me he had it done, and Dan's 70, where you should get it done, and he had it done with lasers.
This is the greatest.
Freaking lasers, man.
Freaking lasers. Dan the Cookie Man is your dental expert.
Yes.
Somebody texts in, why does Solana sound like he's eating peanut butter? He had dental surgery on Friday. You obviously haven't listened all week because he has been struggling all week. Go ahead, Solana. What else do you have?
Feeling better today, Dexter. Okay.
You should coordinate, Solana. Do you have a mustard-colored belt?
Got to coordinate.
What's his friend's name when he says it? Did you know your dad has a mustard-colored belt? What's his name?
I can't
think of the line. I'll look it up.
What you got, gingivitis?
Gerard. Did you know
Gerard
had a mushroom belt on? Yes.
Nice pull.
Yes.
Gerard.
Did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
I forgot we had Don Bailey Jr. do it.
Or is Marv Albert would say, yes,
yes. Play, what was it, Boomerang?
Yeah, Boomerang.
Play the line from Boomerang again.
Like what I just played, you mean?
Yeah, good stall.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on? Yes.
Now play Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Yes.
I just realized that he said mushroom belt. He didn't say mustard-colored belt.
It is a mushroom belt.
Play the movie line again.
Gerard, did you know your pops had a mushroom belt on?
Oh, I thought it was mustard-colored. Yes. Yeah. No. Okay, he got it.
Because he had the mushroom on the inside of his jacket,
right.
had a mushroom belt.
Forgot how good DBJ did for us. All right, what else do you have in the headlines there, Solana?
The 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympic Games are still on despite coronavirus fears.
Tracking this, huh? And the F1 race yesterday.
Well, I mean, the Olympics is a big deal, actually.
No, I understand, but I mean, it's many months away.
5 months.
Yeah.
Lions general manager Bob Quinn says the reports the Lions are talking to teams about a Matthew Stafford trade are 100% false.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I just feel like there's something there.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you consider trading Matt Stafford and that contract if you could? And if you were in position to take Tua Tagovailoa, why wouldn't you consider it?
Why wouldn't you look into it?
Right. Why wouldn't you shop him?
That's what I'm saying. He's not saying, oh, they're actively trying to get rid of him. But when your house taxes come in, don't you see what your house is worth?
Of course.
And don't you sometimes say, hey, baby, if we sold this house, we'd make like whatever.
Any of that kind of stuff, like your homeowner's insurance comes up. And you get the premium. You go, well, let me shop it just to see if there's something else out there.
Just go look around. And if another team values him more than you,
Let him go.
Did I make it sound on the air like I was looking for someone to go to the Hurricanes game with me other than you guys?
Yeah. Because
someone texts in, I'm in, Hawk. You bring the ticks. I got the weed.
What do you say now? Who is this now? 786.
Stay off the weed. All right, you have anything else?
It sounded a little needy, though.
I just want to know if you guys want to go to a Canes game to support Coach L with me.
I'll go with Crowder goes.
Man, that US-1 is a monster.
Dan Day, you have any interest in going to a Dan Day's not even paying attention to the show. You want to go to the Hurricanes game, a Hurricanes basketball game Saturday?
I'm interested in going. Let me check my schedule. One of my 15 jobs, I might have to be there for a while.
Anytime someone tells you I'm interested, but I got to check my schedule, they ain't going. Like, I'm 50 years old. I've been around long enough. Let me check my schedule. That's a flat-out no.
I'm trying to get Dan Day to go. You got to start off with beer.
That's true.
First.
Beer's on me. You know, they sell beer there. They never sold beer at the Canes basketball games up until this season.
I'm in.
There you go. I got him. That was a good call, Solana. That's all you need.
I don't hate much in the world. Like, hate is a strong word. Getting off 95 on the US-1 for the next 2 miles.
The worst.
One of my biggest hates in the world. I cannot stand US-1 down there. What was it? Coconut Grove is when it's a little higher.
It's the worst.
It's terrible.
It's the worst. Doesn't matter what time of day, you're always going to be in traffic. Mm-hmm. You're always on the wrong side of Chicken Kitchen or Don Pan.
Don Pan.
At US-1, you say what you want to. I don't give a damn about Don Pan. I'm not getting on that road.
All right. What else, Solana? Anything?
Yeah, guys. Finally, today's National Tortellini Day.
Is that so?
Most
love
underrated,
a good tortellini.
Most underrated pasta, I think, is a tortellini.
You think about that.
Circles with the cheese in them.
Yeah. Is
doesn't have to be cheese, though.
No, it could be spinach. You could have a spinach tortellini. Yeah. You could have a meat tortellini.
A veal. If you're
veal tortellini.
No.
I have had veal tortellini. It's good.
I think lasagna's underrated. People stay away from the big, thick,
interesting
noodles.
But lasagna, like if you go to an Italian restaurant, lasagna always on the menu. Even like Cheesecake Factory has lasagna. Chili's might even have a lasagna. Like, restaurants have lasagna.
So you're saying a lot of restaurants don't have tortellini.
It's just, I think, the most underutilized pasta out there, totally underrated, and it's very versatile. You could eat it straight up with a little butter.
But
you could
throw
some spices on it. You can throw some sauces on it. I'm telling you, most underutilized pasta.
I'm a fan of tortellini, so.
I can answer it for you. It's kind of how we figured out why the soft serve ice cream and frozen yogurt, soft serve can't do it because it'll spoil faster. You can leave spaghetti or lasagna out for months in your cabinet and it's fine.
Right.
Tortellini has cheese and
tortellini
spinach.
Tortellini has
to
be refrigerated.
So now you're waiting to
right. It's perishable.
Perishable. It's perishable. But that's
perishable.
Why people don't go that way.
Perishable.
I love it too. I'm not taking the other side.
I do want to tell you happy tortellini day.
No, what? No.
Sure.
Maybe we can celebrate before the Canes game.
Don't bring no pasta
well, that,
up in my
it's
life.
It's not
going to
be tortellini day. And the Canes game, like tortellini, like it's not a week-long celebration. Hello! Is it me you're looking for?
Is it me you're looking for?
On this day.
That's some game there, boy.
On this day in 1984, Lionel Richie released this song. This was the third single off the Can't Slow Down album. And for people my age, you remember the video like it was yesterday. You remember this video?
He was following around a deaf girl.
She was blind, and she was touching his face, trying to figure out, because she was making a sculpture, a bust of him.
Yeah.
And someone had suggested me via Twitter today to do the Lionel Richie face thing to you. Whoa. In honor of today's anniversary of Hello.
Boy, boy, boy. This show would have went real quick today.
It's not over yet, Jack.
If you touch my face, Hawk, that's going to affect our friendship for real.
But if I want to remake the video.
Why are we going to do that? What's the point of remaking a video?
Because today's the anniversary of Hello.
And it's a great video. It's
a weird-ass video already. He's stalking the blind girl.
Can you really stalk a blind girl?
Hell yeah, you can stalk her.
It's harder for her to figure it out.
Is it me you're looking for? Ba-da-doo-boo-boo. So instead of recreating the video with your face in my hands.
We need an option B.
Solana told me that he and Eric Falero, back when they were both working here at the radio station, made a song when Carmelo was deciding where to go. And it was Mellow, is it the heat you're looking for? And I've never heard this. How long ago was this? When was he? This had to be like 3 seasons ago, I guess.
I think it was 2 years ago, around there, when he got cut by the Rockets.
And so he has this really terrible quick stay with the Rockets. Mm-hmm. And some Heat fans want to see Mellow here. And Alejandro Solana and Eric Falero go into the production studio and they sing an ode to Mellow. Let's hear it.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild. We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Blue Fool on the beat.
Oh my God.
Hey, yo, Ace.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind.
Oi.
And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times.
Oh, it's a collabo.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Mellow, is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Way. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide.
Wow, that was...
Because
wow,
you know how to shoot the three.
Oh, my God.
And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad. In South Beach.
Woo! A couple things. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
And I've just remembered now how much I don't miss Falero.
At least he has some rhythm.
No, I disagree.
Solana didn't even know the beat of the song.
Here's the thing. Falero thought that he could sing.
Yeah.
It oozed out of his voice there. He thought that he could sing, and it was brutal. Solana just tried to sing and couldn't. Like, it just, like, that was painful. And then he knows now how not to play D?
He knows now how not to play D.
I don't think that's a all thing.
Right. He was with James Harden.
Right, so he learned how
he
not,
learned
to,
how
play
not
D.
to play D.
He didn't need that help. He was good at that his whole career.
But great hook. Mellow! All right, I'll hear it one more time. Here it is in the honor of Lionel Richie releasing Hello on this day in 1984, we celebrate with Alejandro Solana and Eric Falero, a collabo that at one time could only be dreamed of, but it actually happened when they put together. And then you've got both your awful drops, the little soul on the beat and the hey, oh, easy. But here is the collabo many people could only dream of.
And we need to retool.
The anticipation is great.
We need to retool.
Because you know it's coming.
So just get a grip.
Get a
everybody.
Grip.
You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Blue Fool on the beat.
Hey, yo, Ease.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you 1,000 times.
Oh, you are painful, man.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door.
He's so decent tune.
Mellow. Is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Way. Make us forget about JJ.
That one is so
you're
painful.
You're all we've ever ever wanted.
And our arms are open wide.
Cause you know how to shoot the three.
And you know now how not to play D.
And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
I gotta give it
all
up.
Time
that is
banger.
I will give that all-time banger status. I will give that all-time banger status. It is really good. It's got a little bit of everything, because in any movie, you want to be taken on an emotional roller coaster. There is pain. Mm-hmm. There's happiness. There's happiness at the end. It all comes together. Very well done. Excellent job out of you. All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us next. Going to talk a little Panthers hockey. Doug Plagans is at the BB&T Center. Panthers and Flyers tonight. This is a big one, Panthers fans, so we'll check in with Plagans. And it's obviously National Tortellini Day, and that's really why I want to bring Plagans on.
Y'all are ridiculous. Guys, you got to go to Publix. You've been going to Publix for years and try this Miami Dolphin Pup Sub. You've loved it forever. If you haven't tried the Miami Dolphin Pup Sub, go check it out. It came out for the Dolphins football season now. They started it the start of the season. I know NFL's over, but the Miami Dolphin Pup Sub is still there. Go check it out. It's delicious. Crispy Boar's Head Bacon. Boar's Head Bacon, crispy chicken tenders, lettuce, tomato, cheddar cheese, and tasty garlic parmesan sauce. You can't beat it. My kids love it. My wife loves it. But you've been eating Publix your whole life. And Publix is the official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. You've been eating there your whole life. You've been eating those cold cuts. You've been eating all those sandwiches that are delicious. What about the rotisserie chicken? What about the fried chicken? I love those hot and spicy chicken wings. But anytime you want to have a tailgate, a watch party, a dinner party, if you want good food, guys, go to Publix. They have platters that feed dozens for the big parties. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, snack, sides. Publix got it all. And for the moms and dads out there, Publix.com changed me and my wife's life. They will deliver all that delicious stuff you've been getting from Publix your whole life. They will deliver it to you. So have your Friday night, Saturday night, date night. Take the kids out in the morning. Go fishing. Go to the zoo. Whatever you like to do. You can also have your dinner parties that night. Have your watch parties. Have your tailgates, because Publix.com will deliver. Find all that delicious food that you love at Publix and Publix.com, where shopping is a pleasure.
Going to get amped up for the Panthers and National Tortellini Day. Someone wants to know if you were really suggesting that Lionel Richie was singing to a deaf woman in the video, because it really doesn't make much sense.
She didn't know that he was even liking her.
But she wasn't. He couldn't sing to a deaf woman. That part makes
but
no
she
sense.
She wasn't listening.
She was blind.
He was stalking
right.
her.
Doug Plagans is next on Hockman and Crowder. I'm tempted to just listen to this, not talk to Plagans.
Does it have words?
It does. Oh. Gets there.
My name is Slade.
Slade.
Oh, that Teen Titans Go. That was the bad guy on the Teen
Slade.
Titans Go movie. Yeah, I knew that name.
So is he there? We think Doug Plagans is there. We're trying to talk to him down the line. He's at the BB&T Center, but he can't hear Solana, but Solana can hear him, so... Pot up Doug Plagans. Can you hear us, Plagans? Feels to me like he can't hear us, Solana. I just see you back there shaking your head. I don't know what that means. Now you've walked away from your mic. I have no direction whatsoever. Been replete with technical difficulties all show long. We couldn't go to commercial break for the first 36 minutes of the show. Are you there, Plagans?
I am here. How are you?
Wait a second. That's not over the line. It's over a telephone. That's not on the.
Yeah, we're going over a telephone this time. We had a little technical issue, and I could hear Solana. He couldn't hear me. So I think we're okay now. I think we're all good to go.
And we can't get that fixed, Solana. I mean, he's got a broadcast to do in just a couple of hours.
Well, yeah. We'll be okay then.
I'd like to be okay now. Doug Plagans, radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and they've got the Flyers tonight at the BB&T Center, And I think it's going to be a playoff atmosphere out there tonight. Now, I publicly announced, Plagans, after that four-game losing streak, that I was pissed at the Panthers, and I was reaching my boiling point. And then they came out, they beat the Devils. I feel like I may have lit a fire under them. What exactly has transpired here from before the All-Star break, now after the All-Star break?
Well, I think if you look at, you turn back the clock a little bit, of course the Panthers had the good response against New Jersey, and we'll get to that. But especially you look at the Philadelphia game back on Monday, the Pittsburgh game before that, the scoring chances were definitely there. Those were games that, you know, the old phrase could have gone either way. It's absolutely the truth in each of those two games. Monday night against Philadelphia, they were pretty opportunistic in a couple of instances, and they were able to get an insurance goal and then an empty netter late in the game to pull away and make that one seem a little bit more lopsided than it actually was. That was a really close game on Monday night. Philly added the empty netter in the late stages. And right before that empty netter was scored, Jonathan Huberdeau was inches away from pulling the Panthers back to within one. And we've seen what this team can do in terms of comebacks, that they've been able to get it back to within a goal with over a minute of time left on the clock. They certainly would have had an opportunity to try and get that game tied up. Not the way it went, though, but it was a tight game, and they'll have another chance at the Flyers tonight. And this is the rubber match of the three-game season series. The Panthers had a win over the Flyers back in the early stages of the season, back in November. So big game tonight for each of the two teams. But getting back to what you just mentioned, Hawk, the Panthers had the response they were looking for, put five on the board against the Devils in the second end of a back-to-back back on Tuesday night. And this team has, in a lot of situations this year, when they've known that they've had to come out and have a big response, they've been able to do that. And that's what they did back on Tuesday night against New Jersey. So going into this one tonight, just to kind of lay it out, if the Panthers can get a victory and Toronto loses in regulation, the Panthers would be right back into the third spot in the Atlantic Division, which is a playoff spot. So that's what's at stake in Philadelphia. It's an equally big game for them as they come into tonight's game, currently occupying the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. So a ton of the line for each of the two teams, no doubt a playoff-type atmosphere here tonight.
And, Doug, something that keeps getting brought up now, and I'm starting to learn hockey better, and I'm figuring out, like, in football where you just blame the quarterback, you blame the goalie for everything. If you lose a game, blame the goalie. But when I look at numbers, man, I keep bringing it to you about Bobrovsky, and you say it's no concern, he'll figure it out. When will you start getting concerned with some of Bobrovsky's play?
You don't get I'm not concerned. You don't get concerned with a multiple-time Vezina Trophy winner in his prime, and he makes the big saves night to night, and he comes through. Sometimes it's the timing of a save that is the most important thing. He's been making big saves for this team all season long, so he'll be ready to go tonight. His career record against the Philadelphia Flyers, I know, didn't get the win last time out, but his career record against Philadelphia, which is the team he broke into the league with, 15-4-1 in 20 games against Philadelphia in his career. So he's done very well against the Flyers. The Flyers have been a much different team on the road compared to at home. They're a below 500 team on the road compared to 14 games over at home. You don't usually see a disparity like that, but they have been a different team on the road. So this is a big opportunity for the Panthers to pick up 2 points, and I wouldn't be the least bit concerned about Sergei Bobrovsky.
Doug Plagans, radio voice of the Florida Panthers, is with us. And again, it is a big one tonight at the BB&T Center. Hopefully you're all heading out there and watch some hockey and support the Panthers. But I started today's show by calling it Nervous Thursday, because I'm a little bit nervous about the Heat after the 1-4 road trip. A little bit nervous about the Dolphins now that you start to go, is Detroit going to take a quarterback at number three? Are they going to trade that to someone who's got more to offer than the Dolphins? And then the Panthers are making me nervous because I feel like they should be better record-wise, points-wise, than they are right now. Is there any reason for Panthers fans to feel nervous about the playoffs?
Not at all. I mean, I think naturally in an NHL playoff race, naturally in most cases, it goes down to the wire. There are way more teams that it goes down to the wire for than teams that run away with a playoff spot like the Tampa Bay Lightning last season did, for example. It always it always comes down to a matter of a few points, one way or the other. But the Panthers are 10 games over 500. You know, they're like I said, they're a win away and a Toronto loss away from being back into a playoff spot, not tied for one. They would have the tiebreaker over Toronto if the Panthers win tonight and Toronto were to lose in regulation. So this team is still right there, big opportunity to make a move, and a couple of home games coming up here. So, like I said, 10 games over 500 with 25 games to go, certainly something to build on, and the Panthers have themselves positioned in a pretty good spot.
One of the reasons we love talking with Doug Plagans on the air is that he, like me, is a food expert, and Solana has a very interesting take. Now, today is National Tortellini Day. Solana, you want to tell Doug Plagans your thoughts on tortellini?
Doug, I think tortellini is the most underrated and most underappreciated pasta in the world.
What do you think about that, Doug?
I mean, I don't have anything against tortellini. If it's an accompaniment, if I find it on a buffet line, you know, if I find it in a press room, I'll probably sample it. It wouldn't be the first thing I would order.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't have anything against
it. So it's not on your Mount Rushmore of pastas? You don't seem to sound like you feel like it's underappreciated or underrated.
I think tortellini has its niche. I think it's firmly in the pasta realm. It has its place in the pasta world. We probably won't see a rise or a fall in tortellini stock. It's probably where it's going to be long term.
You know what? I think Plagans has swayed me on this because I was with Solana before, but now I think he's swayed me. I think he's right. Tortellini has its niche. It's carved out the perfect niche for itself.
Right, but Doug, tortellini is arguably the most versatile pasta. You could fill it with cheese. You could fill it with spinach. You could fill it with pretty much anything you really want
to. You could put a red sauce on it, a white sauce on it, a garlic butter sauce on it.
And it's more filling. It's also more filling than, you know, just a spaghetti or...
My pasta counter-argument to this, though, would be that, in theory, every pasta is that versatile because you can top them with anything. And
just swayed me.
This is the other thing with tortellini. I think I am a big pasta as a side guy. Like, if I get chicken parm, I like my pasta as the side.
Right.
And tortellini is, I don't like tortellini on the side as much as maybe just a side of spaghetti.
Interesting.
You know? I think spaghetti, that's got to be the king of the pasta realm, right? That's the
spaghetti. Is angel hair considered spaghetti?
Nobody likes angel hair.
Oh, is that true? I like angel hair pasta.
Angel hair is garbage.
You don't like angel hair pasta?
Too thin, mushy.
You like that, Plagans?
I haven't had angel hair pasta in quite some time.
Well, now it seems like we have something to do.
You know, we could. Yeah, I'd be willing to give it a try.
Yeah. Why not?
I think the Mount Rushmore of pasta, if I'm just kind of going just very quickly here,
right.
I would probably I think spaghetti has to be
sure.
Spaghetti
yeah.
is like the longest standing franchise in the pasta league.
Right.
I would say I would put lasagna there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what Crowder was saying earlier.
Yeah,
love
lasagna. Me lasagna, man.
I would put like a baked ziti there.
Oh, baked ziti. I'll tell you what. You bake that cheese on top of that ziti. Come on now.
Yeah, I would throw that there. And the fourth spot, this is kind of the wild card. You could go with like the corkscrew ones. You could go with I'd probably go with a ravioli. I would probably, if I'm talking a filled pasta.
Ravioli
over
tortellini?
Ravioli over tortellini out of the filled pasta.
What about
division?
A stuffed shell? Stuffed shell, anybody?
Stuffed shell's good, but I think I would still go with the ravioli as the winner out of that.
I like that Crowder is participating, though, in this. He has an opinion on the stuffed shell. It's not closed.
It's not closed.
Like a traditional closed filled pasta.
And ravioli has more in it. Tortellini has a little meat.
Right, but Doug, here's the issue with ravioli. And I love ravioli, don't get me wrong, because ravioli, like tortellini, versatile, but at a restaurant, it's very easy because the ravioli tends to be larger than the tortellini. They'll short you on your plate. They'll put four, maybe five raviolis and expect you to be happy with just a small amount of ravioli. You
will
can't
say,
do that with the tortellini.
I will say, Solana's on to something there, because sometimes you order ravioli at a restaurant, and what they do is they cover the plate with four big raviolis. But if you just, you know, glopped it onto the plate like you should with the raviolis, you probably do 12 or 13 raviolis, but they're just covering the plate. And so in that aspect, you're probably better off ordering the spaghetti.
Which just during this conversation I just had, something that just came to mind, a late entry as far as pasta with fillings. I think I would take gnocchi over all of them.
Yeah, a gnocchi, a well-cooked gnocchi is a treat. There's no question.
Yeah.
The cheese-filled ones?
You can get a gnocchi filled with just about anything.
Oh. Potato. They're potato dumplings. Potato dumplings and gnocchi.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and I think we've been remiss just not to at least mention penne.
That which one's that again?
The penne pasta. It's like a mid-size shaped a tube with ribbing for her pleasure.
Yes, I know that one. Yeah, that's a good one too. I like that one.
What's Love me some penne.
Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight. Is it on 560 The Joe tonight, Solana?
Yes, we are.
All right, 560. I probably should have asked you, not Solana. Would have made more sense. Listen to Doug Plagans tonight. BB&T Center, there is Panthers hockey, Panthers and Flyers. And like he laid out to you, this is a big one. So have a good broadcast tonight, and let's get W number two.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and always enjoy the chat.
Hey, Doug, happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Thank you, buddy. Mm-mm. What do you mean, mm-mm? You don't wish your friends happy Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Because I knew I wasn't going to speak to them tomorrow, so.
And they don't do it to me tomorrow either.
Oh, I'll wish you a happy Valentine's
tomorrow.
No, yeah,
that's weird.
Absolutely.
My wife's my Valentine.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Whoop, whoop.
Ah, yes. Going to the Panthers game tonight. Get yourself Funky Buddha there at the little tap room across from Pantherland.
Have you a coquito if you want to get a little crazy.
Tell you what. Don't drink too many coquitos.
Comes in a snifter.
Find yourself under the ice. I don't know where you are. Hopefully, Panthers can get a little victory tonight at the BB&T Center. That would be exciting. Just found out, too, that they play Saturday afternoon at 4. Because I was thinking about going to the Hurricanes game on Saturday afternoon. I want to be home for NBA All-Star Saturday night. There's a Panthers game at the BB&T Center. 4 p.m. Saturday game. I may go to that.
Got a football camp.
I heard.
Okay.
All right.
I tweeted it.
You tweeted that you had a football camp?
I tweeted about my camp. If any kids want to come get coached and yell, Dad, you can come on up.
Well, all right. What is this for? You want to? Why don't you promote it on the air?
I don't really know exactly. I'm just working it. Official Crowder on Twitter. I can find out what it is.
You're so funny.
I don't
man.
Be knowing, man. I just go.
Can I suit up?
You know what? I would love for you to come out there. I would pay your fee.
Especially with your bad gums.
I'd pay your fee.
Oh,
I would
you
love
walk out
for you
of there in pain.
To get your ass drugged by these
you
little kids.
You would get drugged.
Stop it.
He bro. Fancies himself a real athlete. He really does. You know, we said earlier in the show, because we played that song he did with Falero, and Falero fancies himself a legit singer.
Yeah.
Like a legit musician. And he does it, you know, as like a hobby. It doesn't make you legit. If you missed this earlier, it's a perfect time to replay it. Today is the anniversary of Lionel Richie's Hello. Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes.
It was released today. When was it released? Today, 1984. So Solana reminded me that he and Eric Falero, our old producer, when they both worked here, they made a little collabo together, and it was a parody on Hello. And it was for Carmelo. How's Carmelo doing in Portland, by the way?
He's not having the worst season, but he's mellow.
He's a guy, but he's not mellow.
He's a guy.
He's a guy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, after New York, that was it? never really did anything, right?
No. That was it.
I mean, literally couldn't find work. How long was he on Houston? 5 games?
3 days.
Like, it was crazy. Yeah, he's just a guy.
He had a big game. He'll drop 20 every now and again.
Right.
Nah, he's not carrying
you
anywhere.
He's not, yeah. It's not like, oh, my God, where has this guy been all our life?
It's Jordan on the Wizards.
Like, so, Carmelo, when he was released by Houston, looking for a team, Solana and Falero went into the studio together to sing a song to Melo to get him to come to the Heat. Now, you may not notice it because a lot of people were texting in when we played this before. There's two voices on it. There's Falero. It starts with Falero. The next line is Solana. They sound a little bit alike, but you'll hear Falero really thinks he's a singer.
The
but
one trying hard is
I'll
Falero.
Tell you what, man. The song, though, is a banger. It's an all-time banger.
All-time banger.
This is a great parody song. Here is Solana and Falero with Melo.
And we need to retool. We don't need to rebuild.
And with
we
Matt
need to
Riley.
Retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Little soul on the beat.
That's the word.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind.
That's Falero.
And in his dreams, he signed
that's
you
Solana.
A thousand times.
And that's painful.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo, is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ.
That one hurts.
You're
me.
All we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide.
That one's so bad.
Because you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad. In South Beach.
So great. I love the you learn how not to play D. The line is perfect for like 11 syllables and they're throwing in 19.
No, not to play.
That is so good, man. Play it one more time. I won't talk over it. I want everyone to enjoy this in all its glory.
And we need to retool.
I don't know if I'm not going to be able to talk over this.
We need to retool. So just get a grip, everybody. You got to stay together if you got the guts.
Little soul on the beat.
Hey, yo, easy.
Pat Riley's been with you inside his mind. And in his dreams, he signed you a thousand times.
Such a bad singer.
Sometimes he sees you walk through the door. Melo. Is it the heat you're looking for? You can play with D-Wade. Make us forget about JJ. You're all we've ever wanted. And our arms are open wide. Cause you know how to shoot the three. And you know now how not to play D. And we want to see you so bad in South Beach.
I can get in on this.
Look at you.
What is the line that makes me cringe? And our arms are open wide.
Arms.
So bad. Somebody texts in, y'all making me miss Falero. I had the exact opposite reaction. Told you earlier. I listened to that. I was like, oh, my God. Now I remember I do not miss Falero at all.
You miss Falero.
You've done some fire work. You have Crowder's freestyle. I'll give everybody a little gift here on a Thursday as we roll through the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour.
Who brought me into this?
You you spit fire like Lampin. I'm telling you, Lampin.
You go.
Lampin. And when we were talking with Will in the last segment, a bunch of people were texting in. No Lampin, Lampin. Lampin was, and Flavor Flav made a song titled Lampin something. Like Lampin was
It means chilling, hanging
lamping,
out.
Lamping, yeah, chilling, relaxing, lamping. But Crowder was freestyling on the show just a couple of days ago, and then Solana put a funky beat behind it, man. You went deep on this one because this is not your your typical, you know, just a drum track.
Like, oh, no.
He went deep on this one. Here's Crowder and me a little bit freestyling. Len and Skin rhyme.
Len Skin, yes.
Len
and Skin rhyme.
And Skin rhyme.
Because yes. Rhyming's about how it's how your ear gets it. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin. I went on my homeboy, went to hang out with Len. We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dale.
We went to the ladies and got some skin.
Dale. With Bialy. Dale. With Bialy. Dale, Dale, Bialy. Dale. Dale.
Rhyming's about how it's how your ear gets it.
Dale. Is a strong track right there.
It's ridiculous.
So now what do you have? The whole reason we got on that was because Crowder said Len rhymes with skin, which it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came in the next day, which was yesterday, and I said, does Awesome Blossom rhyme? Like, did Chili's intend Awesome Blossom to be a rhyme? You believe it does.
Like a good fitting pair of shoes.
Yeah, I don't know. So now this is Marcos?
Marcos, who works here, he loves the show, and he's always contributing.
He's
always
done some, he's been a good contributor. He's a very loosely affiliated person with the show. I'd have him here all the time if we could afford it. We can't even afford Dan Day and Jay Figg. They're doing it out of the kindness of their heart almost. So Marcos did what?
Marcos made another remix. Crowder laid down a couple more fire.
Y'all keep fooling with me.
You laid down,
I haven't heard this either. I have not heard this.
You laid down some fire tracks, some fire. You spit some hot fire yesterday, and Marcos felt compelled to go into the lab and create another banger.
All right, well, let's hear this.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street, feeling real awesome. Ran to the Chili's. Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom. 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 Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom.
Yo. I'm not even lying. This reminds me of, like, MC Shydee back in the day. Like, it's got that vibe. That's, like, that's a real track there. And that was more freestyle from Crowder. Because when I asked him, does Awesome Blossom rhyme? He spit it out, man.
It rhymes.
Riding down the street, feeling really awesome. Stopped
at Chili's,
got an awesome blossom. That's great track by Marcos. That is really good. I got to hear it one more time. I'm running out of time. One more time. That is
riding
so good.
Riding down the street.
Riding down the street.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Riding down the street. Feeling real awesome. Ran to the Chili's. Ran to the Chili's. Grabbed an awesome blossom. Riding.
Oh, God. That is so good.
That was.
That is so good.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Marcos is about to little soul on the beat.
Marcos, you got some competition, Solana, because Marcos threw it down there. That is so good, man, riding down the street. And your lyrics are great. Riding down the street, feeling really awesome. Stopped at the Chili's, grabbing awesome blossom.
I'm not messing with y'all.
Somebody
no
texts
more.
In, my kids are jamming in the car. I'm telling you, that's got this MC Shy D vibe to it.
Y'all, man, something wrong with y'all.
Riding down the street. Riding down the street. Feeling really awesome. It's like easy to understand. I'm riding down the street. I'm feeling really awesome. Hop in that Chili's. Grabbing awesome blossom. Wow. That was excellent. Marcos with the hop fire. That was really good.
People in Texas, the kind of snaps, though. They wanted as their ringtone.
That does. I'm telling you. It's Figgy in there. Just real subtle. That's great.
Give me a Freestyle Friday going.
All right. We got to get out of here.
Y'all got to get to Delaware. I know where I want to go when I leave. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They've been there since 1951. They know what they're doing. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster. They have 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish. They have the dips now, the fish salmon dip. The buffalo chicken dip is off the chain. Conch salad, bean salad, potato salad, macaroni tackle salad, marinade, seasonings. They have it all. Get to Delaware. And right now is Heart Healthy Month now, and they have some heart healthy foods that are amazing prices. Key West large shrimp right now only $12.99 a pound. Farm raised salmon fillets only $13.99 a pound. They have a large variety of chicken and turkey sausages, and they're made right there in house daily. They are delicious. The Mediterranean seafood salad is only $10.99 a pound, and the wild rice salad is back, and it is delicious. Go try the wild rice salad. Sounds a little crazy. It is off the chain. Only $8.99 a pound. Same family owned and operated since 1951. Get down there. First, you got to go to DelawareChicken.com. They have a whole process now to make it easy. They've been around for years. They know how to make their customers happy. Go to DelawareChicken.com. Find out exactly what you want. When you know what you want, call them in advance, and they'll save you time by having your order packaged already when you get there. 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Give them a call. Tell them what you want. It's packaged already when you get there, saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food. It's Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Somebody text in, I just tried to order an awesome blossom from Chili's. They don't have it. Yeah, I think that was discontinued like 15 years ago.
Nah.
Which is what makes the song that much more of a banger in my mind. Because this dude's riding down the street in 2020, feeling awesome. He's going to get him, grab himself an awesome blossom. And I had that in 1990.
Who has fried onion pieces?
So the awesome blossom was meant to compete with Outback Steakhouse's Bloomin' Onion.
Bloomin' Onion.
That still exists. Okay. But Chili's tried to usurp the Bloomin' Onion business with the awesome blossom.
They sell blooming petals now. You don't have to get the whole onion. You can get
just
the petals.
You were riding down the street. You were feeling really awesome. Stopped at that Chili's. Grab an awesome blossom. All right. That was straight fire from Marcos, man. Make sure you text him and tell him more stuff like that. That was excellent. All right. That'll do it for us. You've got Panthers hockey coming up at 7 o'clock on 560 The Joe. Best of The Joe with Dan Day. Coming up next, and on 790 The Ticket, who do we have? I saw Rashad Butler walking around out there. Who else? Anybody have any idea?
I think Brian Monroe and Rashad Butler.
All right, there you go. That's coming up next on 790 The Ticket. That will do it for us. We will speak with you mañana.
I don't know how to lamp.
Mellow. Is it the heat you're looking for? Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need
really
to need, need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
The Heat wind down the first half of the season this week as the NBA All-Star break approaches. You can hear the All-Star game on the Ticket Sunday night. Tip-off at 8 p.m. We're also keeping track of any Dolphins moves as they prepare for a big draft. Keep it here for the latest news, updates, and shenanigans on the home of the Miami Heat. AM 790 and FM 104.3 HD2. The Ticket.
If you've been involved in a car accident, call me, Glenn Levine, at the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. And take back control of your life.
Main office, Fort Lauderdale.
Today, Cleveland Clinic Florida is here for you with our nationally recognized
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.